Floods. Three people have drowned in Transinzoia as River Sabwani in Kwanza sub-county burst its banks at Mandarara area. Among those who perished is a 52-year-old man, Morris Kundu Makaka, a resident of Tembelela village whose body has since been retrieved from the river as details about the other two remain scanty. Addressing the press after visiting the scene, Transinzoia County Commissioner, CC, Gideon Oyagi confirmed the incident and revealed that 27 families have further been displaced by the ravaging floods. Oyagi, who led a county disaster management committee to visit the region to assess the damage caused, promised the affected families government support. However, he appealed to the public to keep vigil and report flood-related incidents to the authority for help and evacuation. "We urge our people to be cautious. Those who live in areas prone to flooding should reach us for assistance to move to higher grounds. Get in touch with the local administrators who will relay the information to the disaster management committee in no time. Don't wait until disaster strikes," he said, adding that the government has set evacuation centers for those who have been displaced. However, he revealed that they are avoiding to use schools as evacuation centers since the government is out ensure that normal school calendar resumes. Accompanying the CC was Transinzoia Governor George Natembeya, who among others helped to donate basic goods to the affected families. Natembeya said that his administration plans to set aside funds to mitigate the effects of floods in the county. He directed both Red Cross and Nyumbakumi personnel to ensure that it is only families affected by floods that are registered to benefit from the government program of food distribution. This comes after some residents had complained of unfair distribution of household items and food, claiming that there was favoritism. He urged community health promoters, CHP, to provide free healthcare services to flood victims and to ensure patients who are in critical condition are given referral services. "All roads and drainage systems will be redone by the county administration, through the Kazi Mtani program," Natembeya said.